Nat Metcalf here. Online at flyhawk.com, you can find the full range of their netball products, including hoodies, leggings, netballs, and so much more. There are even kit packages that suit everyone. They are available in UK sizes 4 to 24 and also in different lengths too. Plus, we can even send you a sample pack for a returnable fee to try some of the range. Get yours now.
The Netball Show with Flyhawk, raising the bar for netball and women's sport.
Definitely recording. Claire Jones, you've announced your retirement from your international career. I suppose, why was now the right time?
Oh, gosh. I mean, I don't know if there is ever a right time to come away from the sport that has just fulfilled me beyond I could have even imagined. But a really difficult decision that's been on my mind probably for a little while, but just felt like the right time. I think, you know, reflecting on where I've come from, what I've achieved, but then also looking to the future and looking at how I want to give back to the sport that I've loved since I was an 8-year-old. The time felt right to look to the future and look at how I can have more of a positive impact away from the court.
Cap number one was special as well, wasn't it? Just given the day that it was.
Yeah, absolutely. So my first cap was on Father's Day. And most people will be aware that I lost my father when I was 4 going on 5. And, you know, I've grown up just knowing all about my dad and in particular his love for sport. He absolutely in particular loved his rugby. And I've always kind of heard different stories about how he'd played. And actually, I think it was his best man that once gave my mum a text after he'd seen me playing in the Super League and said that he noticed a few characteristics about my play that was similar to dad's. Oh. And again, I know it's just always something that's made me feel really connected to him. So then to have that opportunity to share with dad on Father's Day, it was as if the stars all aligned. It was just a stunning moment for me, but also my family as well.
We mentioned Wales. We mentioned people like Nia and Kyra and Susie as well. Plenty of teammates over the years. Too many to mention, but we could probably write an entire book of the stories that all of you got up to.
Oh, my word. Absolutely. And probably I have to add into that mix Beth and Dyke. So those four in particular, they have just had such an influence over me, not just as a person, as a player. They have just been absolute rocks and still are, you know. Obviously, Kyra and Suze have stepped away from the court, but you know, they're still in touch and still checking in on me. You know, they were two seniors at the time that I came in that really took me under their wing and really nurtured me in that mid-court. And then, of course, with Nia and Beth, you know, they just embraced me as a character. And for me to see actually how dogged they were with their training, their commitment, it's infectious. It's absolutely infectious. And then to have them as, you know, such special friends of mine now, that's also the beauty of sport.
What about that work-life balance? What advice would you have on that? And I hear there might have been an occasion where you actually had a job interview during Birmingham 2022.
I did. So not many people know this. I know. So Georgia Rowe, who, again, I have to be thankful for her for always. I'm always with Georgia on the big tournaments, which I am grateful for because she lets me take up the majority of the room. And I did have a job interview, which I did keep very quiet. And it was the morning of a game. I can't quite remember who we were playing. So I'd half prepped for this interview in terms of what I was wearing, and I'd taken what I thought was a really nice shirt, and I hadn't thought about bottoms, so I was just in my undershorts. But for that particular game, I had planned to wear an luminous pink sports bra, but the shirt was quite like a silk cream colour. So as you can imagine, Georgia and I had also decorated the room in a a load of Welsh flags, photos of us two all over the shop. And I just hadn't quite thought about how those two align in terms of a professional interview for my first qualified clinical psychologist post versus the comfort of of a room within the Commonwealth Games. So I came on to the interview and there I was with essentially a see-through shirt and a background full of Welsh flags. Thankfully,
they understood.
Well, it all paid off. They did understand. They had a very good sense of humour, and I was familiar with them as they were. I'd been supervised by them before, and they were hugely supportive of me being in the Commonwealth Games. But I completed it, and then we had analysis, and then I had a phone call when we came out of analysis, and they offered me the job, and the girls just, I just remember them roaring and they all came bouncing into Georgia and I's room. And, you know, it was almost as if we probably won the Commonwealth Games. And it was just in that moment. And I was just thinking, oh my gosh, this, not only is like, obviously our different netball journeys mean a lot to one another, but you know, the definition of a good team are those that actually care what is going on around you. And those girls knew how important it was for me to get onto that course. And then I was finishing that course that year of the Commonwealth Games. So to actually get my first qualified post with them just felt so special. And to see how much it meant to them made me quite emotional.
Yeah.
Because you probably don't take the time to actually realise how important these girls are to you, because ultimately if everything is going well with those girls outside of life, in and around their lives, they bring them their best selves into the environment, and that's ultimately what we want.
That's wonderful, because as fans we don't always hear stories like that.
More of that.
Your final game for the Feathers was in South Africa. It was also against Scotland as well, so those Celtic clashes are always important matches, no matter where you are.
They're spectacular. They are just great moments. And they're games that I've absolutely learned to love, because they really are just a battle of stubbornness. And we know, kind of play in Scotland, it's, you're in it, you're in the thick of it for the full 60 minutes. There always feels as if there's so much riding on that game. And it has, like I say, become one of my most favourite games to play, because it is a test of pressure, and who will almost crack under that pressure first. So yeah, I recall that game, you know, we were still kind of neck and neck up until maybe the midway through the third quarter. But again, it's still never a game that you can ever feel comfortable with. It always feels a bit sticky, and you know, you always got to just keep chugging away, which doesn't feel comfortable. But I think as I've gained more experience within the game, I think actually those games are the ones that you really get tested and you can just really enjoy.
For Emily as well, the future of the Feathers is in really good shape at the minute, isn't it?
Yeah, it's really exciting. And that's something that, you know, we've been building since being under Julie Hornwig. She was crucial in kind of changing the environment and developing a really positive culture. Then obviously taken on by Sarah Moore, whereby I think we were really able to make our mark on the world stage, and that's continued. It was fantastic to see the girls get over the line against Uganda. We haven't been able to beat them since 2015. So again, I think that is just a little subtle reminder to the world of netball that we're coming.
Thanks for your time on court, and I appreciate it's literally only just been announced, but what are you able to take from everything, and how long do you need?
Oh my gosh, how long have you got? I think the lessons for me, I think, have just been the most important thing. I look back now and my journey hasn't always been plain sailing, and you know, it's been a bit rocky, but I wouldn't change it for the world. I think those hurdles and those challenges, they force you to reflect and to learn. And I've always been a big believer that you learn more from your losses than you do of your wins. Yes, you enjoy the wins, of course, and you play to win at all times. But if we were winning all the time, you'd maybe question what we're learning and how are we able to get better, because we can always get better, right? And I think, you know, there was a time in my early career, so I was around 17, and I actually got diagnosed with chronic compartment syndrome. And a surgeon kind of said very matter-of-factly that, you know, you will never really reach your full potential. And to hear that as a 17-year-old, you obviously believe it. And that felt quite damaging at the time. But actually, I look back now and it really contributed to, I think, a sense of stubbornness that I hold in my character. And, you know, it's about not taking no for an answer. And it's about not viewing a door as fully closed, but it's actually slightly ajar. And times will be tough. However, you know, Nia constantly used to remind me, you know, if it were easy, everyone would do it. And that's what makes, you know, elite netball playing for your country so, so special. And to have been able to have done that alongside my academic aspirations, it just, I didn't think it was possible. And sometimes in the mix of it, I didn't think it was possible. But, you know, your support network and your reasons why are so, so important to what you're capable of achieving.
Yeah, more a case of look what I can do kind of thing, yeah.
Yeah,
Fully see that. Claire, thank you for your time with Wales. And at least you've got a bit more time on your hands now, so you can come and join the team on the podcast when you're not busy. Although I think you've got plenty to keep you busy in the meantime.
I've always been one to fill my time. I can never sit still. So yeah, anything that goes, Andy, you know I'll say yes to.
And with a bit of luck, you'll be catching a couple of the Dragons home games as well.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, I'll be following the Super League avidly. Both Dragons and Team Bath, I'll be supporting this year.
The Netball Show is now also available via Sky HD, Sky Q and Sky Glass. Select sports and we're on the podcast's rail.